It's 14 April, Sunday. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is the CG Prophecy Report. But God told me that and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. Okay, we got some news from Israel, from the Daily Wire. The world's largest Muslim country, anybody?
Indonesia.
Anybody agrees to normalize relations with Israel? Israel is reportedly set to normalize relations with Indonesia following months of secret talks between the two countries and an economic organization. Indonesia would establish official relations with Israel in exchange for Israel ending its opposition to Indonesia joining the OECD, which has 38 members. The OECD Secretary General Matthias Korman said in a recent letter to Foreign Minister Katz that if Indonesia wanted to join the OECD, that all existing member nations, including Israel, would have to agree. According to a translation of the report, Indonesia's acceptance would only happen under the explicit condition that Indonesia maintain diplomatic relations with all members of the organization before the decision was made on whether to accept the country. The news comes after Indonesia participated in an airdrop of aid to Gaza, noting that it was apparently the first time that an Indonesian aircraft has ever flown through Israeli airspace. Great stuff. From the Times of Israel, Fitch removes Israel from credit watch negative, affirms an A-plus score despite the war. But credit ratings agency changes Israel's outlook to negative amid regional escalation, more military spending, uncertain economic prospects, and fractious local politics. So they got the rating back, but they're going to be watching it. From the Huffington Post, Turkey and Israel restrict trade with each other as relations sour over Gaza. You could have seen this coming a mile away, but there it is. Turkey, a staunch critic of Israel's military actions in the territory, announced that it was restricting exports of 54 types of products to Israel with immediate effect. They include aluminum, steel, construction products, jet fuel, and chemical fertilizers. In response, Israel said it was preparing a ban on products from Turkey. This came a day after Turkish Foreign Minister Fidan said Israel had barred Turkish military cargo planes from joining an operation to airdrop humanitarian aid to Gaza and vowed to respond with a series of measures against Israel until it declares a ceasefire and allows aid to flow in without interruptions. There's no excuse for Israel to block our attempts to deliver aid by air to starving people of Gaza, Fidan said. Foreign Minister Katz said Erdogan was once again sacrificing the economic interests of the people of Turkey for support of the Hamas murders in Gaza. He also said that he had contacted organizations in the United States and asked them to stop investing in Turkey and refrain from importing Turkish goods. So, okay, from the JC, U.S. preparing to require labeling of goods made in settlements. The move, which would reverse a policy introduced by Trump admin in 2020 that required goods produced in the West Bank to be labeled as made in Israel, comes amid U.S. frustration with Israel over the war in Gaza. Biden held a tense conversation with Prime Minister Netanyahu following the strike on the World Central Kitchen convoy, which left seven aid workers dead. Following the conversation, Israel's security cabinet took steps to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza. The Biden admin was close to announcing the move on settlement goods last month after Israel's finance minister Smotrich announced a major West Bank land seizure. The announcement came during a visit to Israel by Blinked Out, angering the admin. So we'll see if that actually goes through. It probably will, but it's just another belligerent attitude on our part against Israel. We got some news from Christianity Today from the Christian Post. Southern Baptist Convention lost over 1,200 churches in 2022, data shows. They're a year behind on their reporting. 1,200 churches. SBC's 2022 annual church profile from 2021 to 2022 shows 1,253 congregations were no longer a part of the SBC. of 50,423 active congregations of the SBC in 2021. 2% were shuttered, while 0.5% either left or were disaffiliated from the convention by the time data for 2022 being compiled. The 2022 losses were an increase from the previous 2 years. I think that's going to continue here on out. We'll see. Every week, the National Network of Southern Baptist Conventions changes. Once each year, we take a snapshot of the current Southern Baptist congregations to report national statistics. Later, analysis between annual lists of congregations reveals more details of these constant changes. In May 2023, the SBC experienced a decline of approximately 457,000 people, making it the largest membership drop in a century. Although the report from last year said that the SBC lost 416 member congregations as opposed to 1,253, this was because the report included churches that opened during the year, which offset the number of congregations that were closed or dismissed. Much of the downward movement we are seeing in memberships reflects people who stopped participating in an individual congregation years ago, and the record keeping is finally catching up. From the Christian Times, from the Christian Times, report reveals surge in violence against Christians in India. The Evangelical Fellowship of India's latest annual report on religious liberty sounds a chilling alarm over the escalating violence and systematic persecution faced by the country's Christian community. The report for 2023 documents a staggering 601 incidents of violence against Christians, marking a drastic 45% surge from the previous year's 413 cases. From the Christian Post, French gender equity minister wants priest prosecuted for saying homosexuality is sinful weakness. So you can't quote the Bible anymore, apparently, in France. From the Superior Word News Services, ABC's noted theologian, Sonny Hostin, says, right is misrepresenting the message of Jesus. Yeah. From CBN, gazing at the heavens, Bible scholar points to eclipse during Jonah's time and Christ's crucifixion. Anybody know what the problem with that is? There was no eclipse during Christ's crucifixion. It's impossible because the full moon is out at the Passover. That means during the daytime, it's hiding away under the earth. Okay, so when you read stuff like that, this is TBN. I can't believe they allowed such a glaring mistake. And then, of course, the eclipse during Jonah's time. There's no eclipse mentioned in the Bible, and they have no idea the exact timing of that. So it's just nonsense. You watch that kind of stuff, you're going to get what you pay for. Okay, which you don't pay anything for TBN, but that's okay. We got some news from the Mideast and Africa today from Zero Hedge. Turkey expected to become U.S. largest supplier of artillery. Turkey. NATO allies have exhausted their stocks and now struggle to ship ammunition to the Ukraine. Turkey's indirect support for Ukraine is also supplemented by direct support, such as producing drones and warships. Yet President Erdogan offers himself as a viable partner in searching for peace between Ukraine and Russia. Turkish supplies of trinitrotoluene, known as TNT, and nitroguanidine, which is used as a propellant, would be crucial in the production of NATO standard 155mm caliber ammunition, potentially tripling production, according to officials familiar with the discussions. Turkey is already on track to become the biggest seller of the artillery shells to the U.S. as early as this year. The surge in demand has delayed global orders and has put pressure on defense supply chains, especially for components such as TNT. To help alleviate this issue, Turkish defense company Repkon's production lines are expected to produce about 30% of all U.S.-made 155mm artillery shells by 2025. The Pentagon said in a statement about investment in Texas defense's industry with Turkish counterparts that we're working with allies is key to building a global defense industrial base. Additionally, Washington purchased 116,000 rounds of battle-ready ammo from Turkish company Arca Defense, with delivery expected later this year and further purchases believed to be concluding soon to be ready for delivery in 2025. The U.S. and European efforts are part of a race to catch up with Moscow, whose war machine has put it in a position to produce or procure, according to some estimates, 4 million rounds this year. So it's quite a big disparity there, including shipments from North Korea. By contrast, the EU expects to triple its production of artillery shells this year to about 1.4 million units. Although Erdogan claims to have contributed as much as possible to ending the war through negotiations, his country has also contributed to prolonging it. It is also recalled that during Zelensky's visit to Turkey, he visited the shipyard where the two corvettes are being built for the Ukrainian Navy. At the same time, Turkey is providing drones to the Ukrainian military and is now replenishing the U.S.'s artillery stocks. This is even though Ukraine has no chance of winning the war, meaning Turkey is not an honest broker for peace. Zero hedge. In Russia, mass deportations of Muslim migrants surge after Moscow terror attack. This trend is said to be the result of a significant uptick in raids by authorities on apartments and dorm complexes known to house Central Asian migrants, amid concerns that Islamic radicals could carry out more attacks. Putin has put blame on Islamic extremists for the major attack, which involved four gunmen planting explosives and randomly shooting into crowds. However, he and Kremlin officials also believe the men had assistance from Ukraine or possibly the U.S. or other foreign intelligence. In the last week of March, St. Petersburg courts received 584 cases of admin offenses in connection with non-compliance with migration legislation. The report indicated that at least 418 foreigners were then ordered to go to special holding facilities to await expulsion from the country. Another 48 people must pay a fine and leave the Russian Federation on their own. Temporary detention centers for foreign citizens are packed, surrounded by special vehicles and buses heading to the airport. Just a little note that maybe another country could follow that policy. Okay, from All Israel, after withdrawing from Shifa Hospital, IDF arrests dozens of terrorists at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. So every hospital that has been attacked by Israel is because there were terrorists in the hospital. Okay, and that is a war crime. During military operations in Khan Yunis, IDF arrested dozens of terrorists attempting to leave Al-Nusra Hospital. The IDF said the commando brigade forces completed searches in the Al-Nusra and Al-Amal hospitals in the southern Gaza Strip as part of an op to prevent Hamas from establishing operation bases in the facilities, as they did at Shifa Hospital. From the Times of Israel, Japan resumes funding to UNRWA for its indispensable aid work in Gaza. Okay, I got something here from Mongolia, from Arch Daily. Open call. International Urban Planning Competition for New Kharkoum City of Mongolia. I've got a friend that watches these reports, and he is an architect. Maybe he wants to participate. We want to bring to your attention an open international competition for the conceptual master planning project of Mongolia's new city, New Karakorum. This project presents a unique opportunity for everyone to contribute innovative ideas to the city's development. We highly encourage you to visit our website to register and be considered for this exciting project. I've already done my architectural designs. I've sent them in, and I expect they'll be used. So. We got some news from Daniel 12 Technology today from Defense One. Spy agency ready to launch new vehicle tracking satellites. Instead of having J-STARS, which you probably remember they came out during the Gulf War, an airplane would fly over and they could track everything. It was very, very innovative idea at the time. Well, they want to replace those now with satellites. The NRO is gearing up to launch new satellites that will enable the U.S. military and intelligence community to track moving vehicles and people from space. The Air Force wants to replace its aging E-8 J-STARS aircraft, which provided targeting data, with more survivable space assets and hand off a part of the Ground Moving Target Indicator mission called GMTI to satellites. The NRO already put satellites into orbit to test out the concept, and now the agency is ready to launch satellites for operations. The prototypes went up there. They were delivered in about 36 months from concept to launch, have operated fine, and we have exercised with Space Force and the other services to provide their capability and that we're able to move on to production. While unclassified details about the program are sparse, the Space Force plans to work with the NRO to develop and field GMTI system in fiscal year 2025. Space-based GMTI system will provide actionable information on adversary service targets to the warfighter through the Advanced Battle Management System as an integral part of the Joint All-Domain Command and Control concept. The USSF is working with the Air Force and the intelligence community in a complementary way to design, develop, and deploy space-based GMTI systems. So, there you go with that. And that means that if they can do that anywhere, they'll be able to do it to us, whereas the J-STARS were not used to do it to us. But I have a feeling that that will become a part of something sinister in the future if it goes into production, which it looks like it will next year. It's a dangerous world. Revelation Plagues from the AP. Zimbabwe declares drought disaster, the latest in a region where El Nino has left millions hungry. I was so surprised to read this that I had to include it. This was from the AP, okay? They said nothing about climate change. They actually admitted that this is El Nino, which every 10 years or so you have an El Nino. We knew a year and a half ago I started reporting on it, and everybody's saying climate change has nothing to do with it. That has everything to do with El Nino. El Nino, a naturally occurring climatic phenomenon that warms parts of the Pacific Ocean every 2 to 7 years, has varied effects on the world's weather. In southern Africa, it typically causes below average rainfall, but this year has seen the worst drought in decades. They didn't say anything about the worst drought ever or anything like that. They just reported it. I was so surprised. I did a search on the article, the whole thing, to see nothing about climate change. Good job. From Fox, tuberculosis breaks out at Chicago migrant shelters following measles cases. Now, of course, this is all going to be blamed on Trump during the election cycle because he is a non-vaxxer now and all that kind of stuff. It has nothing to do with Trump. It has nothing to do with the Republican Party. This has everything to do with Biden's policies that are bringing people into this nation that are not vaccinated, that are sick, and they're going to start harming our people. Confirmed TB cases come as more than 55 measles cases have been confirmed in Chicago. From Zero Hedge, Pfizer's own study confirms that Paxlovid sucks. Yes. A Pfizer-funded peer-reviewed paper authored by Pfizer scientists reveals that the company's antiviral COVID medication Paxlovid completely sucks, confirming what everyone's known since it came out. Now, I wasn't going to say the word sucks, but they put it in there. I thought I might as well say it. So it's become a common word, but it's not a word I normally use. I will say, though, that some things do suck and blow at the same time, which seems, you know, against the laws of physics. But apparently that is Pfizer's Paxlovid in a nutshell. Anyway, Mail Online. Here we go. Now, this is something you probably saw, but if you didn't, I brought it up months and months ago. I haven't seen anything on it, and all of a sudden this week I was sent this article at least 150 times, so I'll read it to you. Psychoactive drug made from human bones that has seen addicts digging up graves to get high leads to Sierra Leone declaring a national emergency as zombie narcotic sweeps through West Africa, killing dozens a month. From 2020 through 2023, hospital admissions linked to Kush rose by 4,000%. Sierra Leone's president, B.O., said the country is facing an existential threat. And I reported on it, how bad it was, but now they've actually declared a national emergency. It's so bad. They dig up human bones and they powderize them. You know, it helps them get high quicker or something. I don't know what. Anyway, I don't know. It's just crazy. So, can't make any bones about that. That's right. From the Gateway Pundit, Tennessee Senate passes bill prohibiting vaccines in food, awaiting governor's signature. Yeah, you know, Tennessee has passed like 8 good laws in the past couple weeks. I mean, it's been great reading what they're doing. They're getting ahead of the game on all of these things. Morality is declining from Breitbart. Biden co-chair, I got a lot of these. I think everybody here can stomach this, but I always try to give a qualifier that this is a really nauseous morality section. So if you don't want to hear it, click off for the next 5 minutes or go out the front door, okay? Morality is declining here. Breitbart, Biden co-chair Whitmer. Who cares if I think unborn are people? It's how individuals define it. What matters is what the parents and their doctor agree is whatever is right for them, how they define it. And I'm not a doctor, and I'm not in anyone's individual situation. That's like saying, and this is, I want to be careful how I say this. If I was to say I wanted to kill a governor, that's my decision. That's exactly what her logic. Now, I'm not saying that I would, so please understand that, but that is exactly her logic, is that what I want is okay. Very unclear thinking person.
Especially if you discuss it with your doctor.
From Zero Hedge, California bill mandating pregnancy dignity for birthing persons passes health committee. They ended the committee hearing with the chair making sure that we all knew that men can give birth. From the Post-Millennial, DOJ sues Utah prisons after trans inmate castrates himself in protest over delays for gender-affirming care. The DOJ requested compensatory damages to be paid to the now whatever-less prisoner. From the Daily Caller, White House leaves Transgender Day of Visibility off the Spanish language accounts on Easter. I wonder why. From the Post-Millennial, Colorado Senate passes Tiara's law to allow trans-identifying felons to legally change their name. From the National Post, court to decide if Ontario must pay for surgery to make a woman's part if the patient also wants to keep his male part. That's their priority in Canada right now. Zero Hedge. New England hospitals stop reporting newborns with drugs in their system because it disproportionately affects black individuals. Mail Online. Seattle closes gifted and talented schools because they had too many white and Asian students, with consultant branding black parents who complained about the move tokenized. Zero Hedge. Saturday's only for people of color at UC Berkeley Farm. Reuters, how climate change is hitting vulnerable Indonesian trans sex workers. Climate change is targeting, according to Reuters, Indonesian trans sex workers.
Okay.
Yeah, from the Gateway Pundit. Rutgers professor claims it is homophobic to point out how Hamas brutalizes LGBTQ people. To point that out is homophobic. From them, Uganda's constitutional court has upheld the country's Kill the Gays law. Breitbart, National Organization for Women Not Allowing Men in Women's Sports. Now, this is the National Organization for Women. Not allowing men in women's sports is white supremacist patriarchy. They're supposed to be the defenders of women. From Just the News, California considers expanding assisted suicide access without terminal diagnosis. The new law would allow people with early to mid-state dementia to end their life. I said this was coming, and there it is. Gateway Pundit. Physically healthy young woman suffering from depression to be euthanized in the Netherlands after doctors say she's never going to get any better. That's a good doctor there. I want to have him as my doctor. Mail Online, Louisiana governor calls for athletes to be stripped of scholarships if they avoid the national anthem after LSU controversy. It's a matter of respect. I like that governor's call. Good job. Some other news. Zero Hedge. China weaponizes gallium flows to the West as U.S. miner reveals new discovery in Montana. As I said with the other discoveries, they're going to want to shut this mine down. The U.S. government is going to intervene because they don't want us producing. But here we go. China dominates the global production of the rare earth metal gallium, a critical component in semiconductor manufacturing and advanced weapon systems used by the United States. Since China restricted gallium and germanium flows to the U.S. last summer, prices of the metal have doubled, around $575 to the kilogram delivered to Rotterdam. European government data shows China refines 94% of the world's gallium, making the West entirely reliant on Chinese supply. Higher prices mean higher production costs for semiconductors, from radar systems to smartphone screens. China's throttling of rare earth mineral supplies is a national security threat and could easily be weaponized against U.S. defense and aerospace companies. More importantly, Beijing's move to limit gallium supplies could revolve around the U.S. supplying Taiwan with weapons, like Patriot missile launchers, whose targeting system relies heavily on semiconductors made with gallium, with China only shipping out 2,760 kilograms of it in the first 2 months of 2024, down from 8,865 a year earlier. The U.S. must secure new supplies. There's good news, or at least the start of it. U.S. Critical Materials announced in recent weeks that I reported on that it discovered a strategically significant deposit of high-grade gallium on its 6,700 acres of claims in the southwest of Montana. Mining.com said the Pentagon is preparing to dish out first-time contracts to U.S. or Canadian companies to recover gallium in North America. U.S. Critical Materials signed an agreement with Idaho National Labs to develop high-tech rare earth processing methods. The U.S. must build out its domestic supply chain of mining and refining rare earth minerals to break the addiction from China. This move is crucial to prevent China from potentially disrupting supplies to United States defense manufacturers and jeopardizing national security. As I said, I bet you Biden and his admin will step in and start restricting that mining in Montana. They're communists and they don't want that. From Newsmax, Gordon Chang to Newsmax. Chinese migrants here to attack the U.S. Last week, the bodies of 8 Chinese migrants were found on a beach in the Mexican state of Oaxaca after attempting a common but treacherous route into the U.S. While most Chinese seeking to enter the U.S. were families wanting to live in a free society, now 85% are single males of military age traveling without families. A lot of these coming across our border, even if they are not ordered to do so by the CCP, even if they are not soldiers, a lot of them are just gangsters. The Biden admin does not care about the wave of potentially dangerous Chinese nationals flooding into the U.S. through the southern border. And the FBI is unable to deal with the problem because they are being overwhelmed by the numbers. We've known for decades that the CCP has used gangs to accomplish its geopolitical purposes. They did that, for instance, in the Chinese Civil War. They've done that afterwards throughout Southeast Asia, and now they are doing it in the United States. From Fox, woman went on a Florida highway shooting spree directed by God in relation to the solar eclipse. Yes, Florida police arrested a Georgia woman after she went on a shooting spree directed by God during the solar eclipse. The FHP arrested Taylon Nichelle Celestine, 22, of Georgia, and charged her with attempted murder, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and improper discharge of a weapon. She opened fire on multiple vehicles while driving on I-10 in Florida. She opened fire on another vehicle within 5 miles of getting onto the interstate, and she struck the vehicle multiple times. The driver of the vehicle was hit by broken glass and grazed on the arm by a bullet. Still, the driver was able to move over to the shoulder of the interstate. As she continued driving westbound, she shot another vehicle near the 107-mile marker and shot the driver in the neck. The driver was transported to a nearby hospital to be treated for injuries. When troopers searched the purple Dodge Challenger, they recovered a 9mm and an AR-15. Why didn't you hear about that?
Because
she's not a white young male. That's the only reason why, because that would have been all over the news any other time, right? Oh, there you go. But I will tell you one thing, is that she probably got this idea. No kidding. I'm not making a joke here. She probably got this idea because Fannie Willis just used that as a defense that God told her to do certain things. And the, what is it, the people on the other side, you've got the prosecutors. And the prosecutors said, how do you argue against that type of a defense?
Insane.
Well, there, it's insane. Absolutely. She ought to be removed. This girl ought to be taken out. And, well, never mind, but you know what I'm thinking. I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy society that we are living in. From Zero Hedge. Here it goes. Stamp prices rise by 8% for the second time in 4 months.
Yep.
The price of the woefully, woefully misnamed First Class Mail Forever stamp will increase to 73 cents on July 14th, up by a nickel from the 68 cents one currently costs. In 2007, a Forever stamp was 41 cents. The stamps were named as such, so one knew they could use the stamp forever, regardless of when it was purchased. Now, unless you stock up on a lot of stamps, you're going to be paying $1.50 within the next couple years at the rate they're going. Totally mismanaged, completely mismanaged U.S. government. From Fox, Biden admin cancels plan to refill emergency oil reserve amid high prices. Biden admin refuses to refill the SPR. The SPR, which Congress established for emergency situations, contains currently 363.6 million barrels of oil, a 43% decline from January 2021 when Biden took office. Biden began depleting the reserve in late 2021 to influence the coming elections. I added that in, but that's why he did it. The Hill. Biden administration bars drilling in Colorado's Thompson Divide landscape. So he's not refilling the SPR and he's barring drilling in Colorado. Breitbart. Central Paris migrant camp cleared out ahead of Olympic Games. Sounds like San Francisco. Mail Online. Billy D. Williams, 87. Tells Bill Maher that actors should be able to do blackface while slamming the victim mentality. If you're an actor, you should do anything you want. Or if you're going to a Halloween party, which I don't go to, but if you're going to something like that or a costume party, you should be able to do it and not be excoriated by a bunch of namby-pamby people on the left. Billy D. Williams, he's right on. Salon Magazine, men punching random women in New York City. A desperate last gasp of the male rage fueling MAGA. Yes, Salon is blaming that on MAGA. Random New York City attacks are an extreme manifestation of men feeling entitled to women's time and attention. Every single one of them is a black Democrat. Every one of them that they've gotten. Mail Online, LA's luxury house sales plummet. 70% in the first year since its hated mansion tax was brought in as millionaires chose to live outside the city of Beverly Hills, Malibu, and Santa Monica instead. They just cut their own necks every time the left does anything. They cut their own necks. Yeah, well, that's right. And DNYUZ, listen to this. Last week, Biden got angry at the Ukraine for doing what?
Protecting the border.
No, for they sent a drone into an oil plant in
Russia,
okay? And he got angry about it because this is an election year and we can't mess with that. Listen to this from DNYUZ. This week, drone strike hits Russia-controlled nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Not a word. Not a word from anyone in the administration. That's okay. Don't mess with oil. Okay, who said it? Success usually comes to those who are too busy to be looking for it. Henry David Thoreau. Okay, got a Lesserick here for you, or it could be a Catholic. I just picked one of the two. There's one not yet chosen, but led. And she's shot because she's out of her head. The girl isn't loony, it's just she's a moony. Her victims are wounded, not dead. Very good. Okay, I got a couple of ironies here for you, and we'll be done. From JNS, kids not rattled by quake interrupting science exam on earthquakes. Yes, sixth graders at a Jewish day school outside of Philadelphia get a real-time lesson in experiential learning. and from Zero Hedge. French pilots to go on strike against government's proposal to ban strikes. Such is the world in which we live. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your CG Prophecy Report for the week.